Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're just going to do some sitting around. We'll go back to work, visit the old neighborhood, stop and smell some flowers, and get spoiled. Last week, we celebrated Roy Smek's birthday, and while working on the playlist, I came across a record on which Roy is listed as a sideman. I didn't play it for his segment last week, but decided to use it to start off this sitting set.
What are you doing there, Silas?
Oh, just sitting and whittling.
Have a lot of fun, but gosh, down at the Huckin' Bee.
nothing to do but read the funniest sitting around on Sunday, hoping that Monday won't come round, facing the clock on Sunday, taking it easy, free and easy, setting the clock for Monday, hoping that Monday won't come round. In my robe and slippers, round the house I feel grand, calling lazy but it's lovely, with Mickey Mouse and coffee and sitting around on Sunday, reading the funnies in my undies, sitting around on Sunday, hoping that Monday won't come round.
Waiting for you. I'm growing thin, I feel all in, old rocking cherries do. And it's all from waiting, so humiliating, sitting up waiting for you. If I keep up these hours, I'll soon waste away, and I'll be getting flowers every decoration day. It ain't right, night after night, to do me like you do. Always got me waiting, it's so aggravating, sitting up waiting for you. Thank you.
on a rainbow, high up on a rainbow, laughing at the dark clouds rolling by, rolling. Listen to the bluebirds, pretty little bluebirds, singing by the sunbeams like the sky. They're saying bad luck, on your way, on your way. Good luck, good luck, come and stay. Sitting on a rainbow, looking at the rainbow, pitter-patter, pitter-patter, laughing at the dark cloud rolling by.
Whiteman and his orchestra, who were Sitting on a Rainbow on June 9, 1930. The vocal group was the Rondeleers, and Sitting on a Rainbow was written by Jack Yellen and Dan Dougherty. That was preceded by Ted Weems and his orchestra with the vocal by Red Engel on Sitting Up Waiting for You, December 5, 1933. Andy Razaf and Fats Waller wrote it, but I don't think Fats recorded it. Before that, Bill Staffen and his orchestra were Sitting Around on Sunday. That's one of seven issued sides from perhaps Staffen's only recording session on August 1, 1935. The vocal was by the three Bennett sisters, who were Virginia and Ruth Fackler and Annetta Brenneman. What Bennett has to do with it, I don't know, but the three were all classmates and sorority sisters at the Carnegie Institute in Pittsburgh. Born in about 1912, Ruth was the older of the Fackler sisters by about 4 years, and other siblings included Charlotte, Richard, and Robert. Virginia and Ruth were entertaining folks in the Harrisburg area since at least 1925. Sitting Around on Sunday was written by Fred Allert. We started the show with a fun record, Billy Hayes Orchestra, who were Sitting in Whitland on May 16, 1929. Roy Smek is listed in the collective personnel as playing the Jew's harp, but if he's actually on that recording, I couldn't hear him. How about you? The vocal duo was Frank Luther and Pete Moore, and Sittin' in Whitland was composed by Joe Sanders. It was also recorded by Noble Sissel and Hoagy Carmichael. Coon Sanders' Nighthawks recorded it, but as part of a Maytag Frolic medley. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Technically, I've been off work since my hip replacement, although since I have my work laptop and a phone, I've been dealing with a good portion of work stuff while here at home. But I convinced my surgeon to let me officially go back to work effective this coming Tuesday. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about having to go back to work.
Thank you. exactly 8 o'clock. Say, where's my other sock? I've got a job, so help me, Bob. I've got to get up and go to work. Must be there on the dot. I hope my coffee's hot. Bring on those eggs, those scrambled eggs. I've got to get up and go to work. I'll do my best to make some dough so I can come home and say, we're out of debt and it's really so. You'll never regret our wedding day. If I should stay in bed, we'll soon be in the red. One kiss and then, like all good men, I've got to get up and go to work.
And lot of limousine, the swanky yacht. My champagne would fill up any cellar. Oh, home there goes the alarm clock. Gotta get up and go to work again. Acting awfully bored, I loaned a buck from Henry Ford. Broke a date with John D. Rockefeller. Oh, home there goes the alarm clock. Gotta get up and go to work again. No more sleep today, must be on my way. Must forget the night with all its thrills. Gotta get some dough, though an hour ago I lit cigarettes from dollar bills. Going out to dine, I met a girl who was divine. Soon we both were headed for Niagara. Oh, hum, there goes the alarm clock. Gotta get up and go to work again.
Come on up here, Harry Babbitt, and state your case, son.
Hey, Pop.
Yes, son?
I don't want to go to work.
What's that?
Work is such a lot of bother. I'd rather not bother today. And anyway, I don't want to go to work. Hey, Pop.
Yes.
I don't want to go to work.
Huh?
Can't I sleep a little longer and snore pop some more pop just today? And anyway,
what?
I don't want to go to work. I had a wahoo hootin' highfalutin' time last night. Oh, gee, I'm in a whirl. I met a girl and I didn't leave till 3. So, Pop,
I'm a listening.
I don't want to go to work.
Oh, no?
Can't you see that I got home just now? And anyhow, don't start a row. Just say that for today, I won't have to go to work.
Well,
I don't want to go to work. Come on, Pop. Please, Pop. I don't want to go to work.
Now, I love my job and the folks I work with, but given the option, I'd like to be retired and devote much more of my time to the show and record collection and Art Deco and cocktails and ragtime and vintage film and on and on. But since short of hitting the lottery, that's not going to happen in the immediate future, I gotta go to work again, following my little hip procedure. So we started that Back to Work segment with Adrian Rollini directing a studio orchestra on I Gotta Get Up and Go to Work, from a Romeo 78 made July 29, 1933. Herman Hupfeld wrote it, and Red McKenzie sang it. Next, it was Ed Kirkaby directing another studio group as Ted Wallace and his orchestra on Gotta Go to Work Again. The vocalist is unidentified, but Gotta Go to Work Again was composed by Edgar Fairchild, with the lyric by Milton Pascal, who also penned Won't You Give In and Hello, Margot. That Bluebird 78 was recorded January 17, 1936. We finished up with Hey Pop, I Don't Want to Go to Work. That was Harry Babbitt with Kay Kaiser and his orchestra on November 28, 1939. Words and music by Stevie Lance and Joseph Cherney.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week I received in the mail a few records which I had won in an auction. And here's one of them to start off a neighborhood segment.
Way back in the old neighborhood, memories that linger and cling to my ear. All the boyhood I knew brings me right back to you, and I can't help but smile through the tears. I would like to go back there once more if I could, and live all my days in the old neighborhood. Back in the old neighborhood, things are not very too good. Rauchmeyer's Alley and Grogan's Saloon have a fancy name now. They call Chili's Tea Room. The old hurdy-gurdy don't play anymore. Those sweet, happy memories will live evermore. When Mother and Daddy dance down in our alley, way back in the old neighborhood.
Why, hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Mame.
Gee, you're looking great.
Oh, so are you. Say, have you seen any of the old gang?
No, have you?
No, I wonder. Tell me. Where are the friends of yesterday?
Oh, I guess they've gone like the leaves that fall.
Gone from the place that once was gay.
We miss them one and all. Down in the old neighborhood. Down in the old neighborhood.
We were humble and dollars were few.
Yes, but still we were happy.
I should say,
what good times we knew. Where are the boys and the gals? Neighborly neighbors and pals. Gee, but I wish we could all meet again. Down in the old neighborhood.
Gee, Jimmy, who would have thought that you and I'd meet down here after all those years?
Well, I'm as surprised as you are.
I bet we both get homesick for the scenes of our childhood.
Yes, and the old neighborhood, say, it hasn't changed much.
No, it hasn't, but we've changed, and so has our talk. Remember how we used to talk? Remember that old slang? I'd say, hey, Jimmy, ain't you gonna take me to the dance tonight?
And remember, I'd say, what dance?
Well, down to the Tough Club.
No, I got thrown out of the Tough Club.
What for?
For being too tough. Say, Mame, what was that noise in your house last night?
Oh, I guess that was me old man going to sleep.
Going to sleep?
Yeah, me mother put him to sleep. With a rolling pin.
Say, Mame, tell me, what caused the trouble?
Well, he came home with a bottle and spilled it in the tank of goldfish.
Did it kill him?
No, the fish jumped out of the tank and chased the cat out of the window.
Down in the old neighborhood.
You remember when a guy showed his best gal? A very good time.
What?
Why, instead of the dollars, why, the bankroll was dimes.
Yeah, and you remember the rackets on Saturday night?
Who could forget them, say? Why, they always wound up in a fight.
Yeah, and you wasn't dressed stylish.
No.
Without a black eye.
Where?
What, down in the old neighborhood. Da-da-da-da.
Thank you. walking on a magic carpet for two, angel, when I'm with you. I'm somewhere in the neighborhood of heaven. I'm a million miles from worry and care, angel, because you're there. But when you leave me, my paradise fades away. I only live for a day, the day you're with me, dear. For when you're near, I'm somewhere in the neighborhood of heaven. You could make it all completely divine, angel, if you'd be mine.
Last time I played In the Neighborhood of Heaven, it was Guy Lombardo's rendition. This time you heard Henry King and his orchestra with Sonny Schuyler providing the vocal on April 13, 1938. A couple of weeks ago, I played A Sailboat in the Moonlight, which was written by John Jacob Loeb and Carmen Lombardo, and guess what? They also wrote In the Neighborhood of Heaven. Bandleader Henry King was born February 8, 1905, and I'm sorry that he didn't get his own birthday segment this year, because I don't think he's had one before. I'll make a point of it for next year. Before that, it was the original radio girl, Vaughn DeLeith, and Frank Harris, who were down in the old neighborhood. But you weren't fooled, were you? There was no Frank Harris, and you recognized the voice as that of Irving Kaufman. The piano accompaniment on that March 17, 1927 Columbia recording was by Frank Banta. Down in the Old Neighborhood was written by William J. McKenna and is in the soundtrack of the 1927 First National comedy McFadden's Flats, which starred Charles Murray. That was a silent film, but there was also a 1935 version starring Walter C. Kelly. We started off with a record I won in an auction and cleaned up as best I could. That was the Shannon Four and Back in the Old Neighborhood, from December 6, 1923. Back in the Old Neighborhood was written by Clyde Hager, Gene Green, and Walter Goodwin. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. Did you know that gardenia is a genus of flowering plants in the coffee family? Did you know that the genus was named by Carl Linnaeus and John Ellis after Dr. Alexander Garden, an 18th-century Scottish-born American naturalist? Did you know that my wife loves gardenias, but that my mother was highly allergic to them? Of course not. How would you know that? You wouldn't. Did you know that there are more than enough rapidly rotating records about gardenias for me to put together a gardenia segment on this show? You do now. Here's Emil Coleman and his orchestra. Thank you.
of gardenias, white and sweet. Please wear gardenias when we meet, darling, that first sweet hour of our love affair. You wore my lucky flower pinned right in your hair. And when I leave you, that perfume brings me a garden in my room. Tell me I'm sentimental, what can a lover do? I love gardenias, I love you.
As refreshing as a day in May. You may wear it if you care, or toss it away. If you look into this white gardenia, there's a message there I dare not say, that you'll let this little white gardenia convey. Who knows, tomorrow we may be together or so far apart. Take this token of my love, cherish it and keep it close to your heart. If our paths should ever cross again, dear, accidentally or by fate's design, if you wear a little white gardenia, I'll know you are mine.
Gardenias have always been your favorite flowers. Gardenias remind me of beautiful hours. Starlit nights in Venice, then London in the rain. Blossom time in Paris when we sang love's refrain. Gardenias, a token of love's glowing ember. How can I forget when there's so much to remember? Although we've drifted apart, I keep wondering in my heart. I hope you think of me when you see gardenia. Although we've drifted apart, I keep wondering in my heart. I hope you think of me when you see gardenia.
Edgar Clyde Ennis Jr., better known as Skinny Ennis, crooning on gardenias. Ennis was drummer and vocalist with Hal Kemp from the late 20s through 1937, and the following year he put together his own band, which we heard there in Hollywood on October 25th, 1938. Gardenias was written by Harold Lawrence, Harry Neeson, and Jay Milton. Before that, from the Paramount picture All the King's Horses, we heard Raymond Page and his orchestra with Marion Mansfield providing the vocal refrain on A Little White Gardenia, written by Sam Coslow. Victor 24857, January 17, 1935. We begin that Gardenia set with Emil Coleman and his Palais Royal Orchestra and I Love Gardenias. The vocalist on that February 5, 1934 Columbia 78 was Jerry Cooper. I Love Gardenias was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. For this final segment of this evening's show, we're going to get spoiled. Here's Art Hickman's orchestra.
Thank you. is you. If I go out for luncheon and you're not with me for luncheon, then my whole day is spoiled. My whole day is spoiled, and my appetite too. Though the weatherman may say it's gonna be a lovely day, don't I know darn well it won't be fair, can't be fair if you're not there. If I don't get your kiss tonight, there's something that I miss tonight. My whole day is spoiled. My whole day is spoiled. What a day to go through. No hello in the morning, no honey with my lunch, no kisses in the evening from my little honey bunch. My whole day is spoiled, and the next day too.
Laughing records go all the way back to 1898, and the best known is probably the OK Laughing Record, which was recorded in Germany and released here anonymously in late 1922. There were a number of imitators, including the one we just heard, titled The Spoiled Cornet Solo. That was released on Columbia's Ethnic series, E7796, but I don't have a recording date. The tune being played is The Last Rose of Summer, composed by John Andrew Stevenson. It's the musical setting to Irish poet Thomas More's 1805 poem, The Last Rose of Summer. And, of course, there are more contemporary laughing records. Vaughn DeLeith made one in January of 1927. There's Spike Jonze's Jones Laughing Record from 1946. And my favorite, Delicious, recorded in July of 1958 by Jim Backus and Friend. Delicious was written by Buddy Kay and Mort Garson. I got in trouble because of that record in elementary school. I brought it and did a pantomime to it as part of a talent show, and the school administration didn't take kindly to the alcohol reference. Before the Spoiled Cornet solo, it was the 19-year-old Kay St. Germain with Anson Weeks in his orchestra and My Whole Day is Spoiled. Anson Weeks is usually associated with the Hotel Mark Hopkins in San Francisco, but that was recorded on August 26, 1934 at the Furniture Mart building in Chicago, Illinois. We began that spoiled set with another San Francisco band, Art Hickman's Orchestra and I Spoiled You, written by Bob Harris. And that record actually was recorded in San Francisco by Columbia in February of 1921. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.